situation ongoing here at the minute. We discovered there the last year in the house, just over and down low, there's just in the progress of progressing forward to get to construction and so on, where 45 houses were planned for it initially. The 45 houses are still there, but it's expected now to cut them down to 43, as we're told in engineers, work's going to be done and so on, to cut them down to 43 to save cost and allow for inflation and so on, etc., contributing costs like that. I don't believe this is acceptable. Going forward, the way I'm looking at it, going forward, Michaela, if we're going to cut down 2, 3, 4 houses on every MD, whatever the state at the time comes up, we're going to end up a lot of families less getting houses, and that's not acceptable. We should be fighting, asking for more houses, not looking to cut down houses. And by the way, it's the council, it's not the county councillors. We are always looking for more, but this is a plan the county council have come up with for, at the moment, as I said, over and down low. Where there are 45, Chapel Road and the low, 45 has been cut to 43. And the reality is here, if this is going to be approached right around all of the MDs right around the county, Michaela, come a few months' time when other house estates and so on have been planned, you could end up with 10, 12 houses being shelved due to inflation. That's not acceptable. And it's something I have started to raise it this morning. I will be bringing it forward again later on at the meetings as need be. And I would hope as well all my councillor colleagues right around the county would jump on here as well and just say, hold on here, there's something wrong here. We need to put a stop to this. If the money is not there such to build 2 extra houses, you're going to lose 2 sites because money and budgets are getting in the way. That's not the county council of the day. It's not our fault. That's central government's fault. It's up to central government to come up with more money. I don't believe the same situation will be happening, Michaela, with Dublin, of cutting down houses to allow for inflation and so on, or to allow for these houses to be built. That's not acceptable, and I don't accept that going forward. And I will be pursuing this in the days, weeks and months ahead, Michael, as well, until we get a resolve on this. And ideally, the best case scenario is to get these 45 houses delivered in the low as planned, and not starting to engineer now a rejig again, because the whole thing was going to happen here. All the plans, my understanding is, all the plans will have to be redone now again to allow for 43 instead of 45. It's not as simple as just knocking out 2. The whole thing needs to be replanned again. That's more time, more cost, more effort. It's just unacceptable, Michael, and it's something that I believe at the minute, as much as we can as county councillors, and they went forward, we need to nip it in the bud for it just totally in hand, because it's not fair and the families then are going to suffer then accordingly, not getting houses. There's 50 people on the housing list in Dunlow, so if these houses went ahead as we stand at the minute, 45 are planned, but that's going to be down to 43 possibly, the way they're talking there at the minute, according to the rejigging. That's not acceptable, just.